Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're a nutrition specialist with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And, you know, Alive and Well, we're talking about, in every conceivable manner, wonderful formulations, organic herbs, organic nutrients, vitamins, you name it. It's all over there at Alive and Well, terrific prices, and unique as they possibly be. The poisons are not let in. And one of the great things about Alive and Well is we're right there in affiliation with the Broth Cafe in Alive and Well. Broad Spectrum Broth, the word. And we're very grateful to the beautiful, wonderful organic foods, the great choices of dishes. Now, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you want wild fish, organic meats, organic chickens, all of those are available for you. And every day we're very thrilled and happy at the local Maui organic farmers, the beautiful vegetables that we get completely organically raised, and we get the high concentration juices for the vegetable juices that are there too, only in glass, but also the vegetables are incorporated in many of the wondrous, incredible dishes and great prices and delicious it could possibly be. And everybody's so happy about it and feels differently. We don't let poison in the door. That's another thing. We are the Fanatic Organics. And believe me, that is our passion. That is our top, right at the top of the heap, top of the list. Don't let the poison in. And just like Den's father said many years ago when we tried to, when we were young kids and we're taking a cigarette, we said, it's just one, it's just a little bit. And he says, there's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
And my father was not a health nut.
No.
Okay?
No.
But he was very adamant about that very point that you made.
That's exactly right. And listening to him when we were just new in our marriage in early 20s, the whole thing, I never took another cigarette again, and neither did Dennis. We never took another cigarette. That truth got into our hearts and souls. But again, it's a broad spectrum, too. It's across the board. There's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
And I always obeyed my dad.
You always
what
did. Oh, yes.
Dad said, that's what I did.
And
I
understand the word.
He was a champion in every conceivable way.
Yeah.
Harry Jones. You bet that's the truth. And, you know, one of the other great things I want you to talk about, Den, is the swirling, the wonderful, exciting, magnificent, the way water was meant to be when the planet was created, the way water was meant to be, life, full of life, full of energy, full of strength, and free of poison. Talk about it.
The molecular structure of water is oxygen and hydrogen. And when oxygen and hydrogen are buffed around and knocked around and crashing against rocks and waterfalls and all kinds of stuff, that is active hydrogen and oxygen. And it isn't, you breathe through your lungs, but you get oxygen and hydrogen through your mouth and your guts as well by using the Vortex water at Alive and Well.
That's right.
We have a machine there called the Vortex machine, which swirls and twirls and bangs the water around and revitalizes it, rejuvenates it, and gets you real wild water, if you will. Wild water escapade. That's what you're drinking.
That's right. I like wild, like that water, too. I think that does a lot for me.
And
wild
it water is exciting on your palate, and your cells love it.
That's right. And you know, it's interesting because this is proven, the Vortex power. And you know, the thing is that in 1938, this very, he was incredible. I mean, the statistics go on about him forever. 1938, this famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, all capitalized, the top award medically, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. This was the principle. These two parameters are hugely and positively supported in Vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized and the pH of the Vortex power, 7.8, high hydrogen, all of that, it gives structure to the water, it's detoxifying, cell availability, saving energy, and it's amazing what it does for you. And I just wish, though, that you could hear all the very happy people who come in and get their Vortex water at Alive and Well because they feel so much much differently, everything like that.
And you haven't really quenched your thirst until you tasted the Vortex water. That does the job right there. A nice cool glass of that on a hot day. There's no soda pop, no beer, no alcoholic beverage can compare to the rejuvenation effect what the Vortex water gives you.
Right. And let's start here, too, by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications, doctor's area. We just love to share wondrous and important information about what doctors, holistically or not, have learned about nutrients. Many of this you haven't heard. And nutrients in clinical trials and medical trials. And the information keeps coming out. We're sharing that information with you. And here
and
again.
These are doctors who study nutrition. Now here's a salient point. Not much is offered to medical students to become a doctor in the way of nutritional instruction.
True.
It is 99.9% drug therapy. That's what they're taught. And that's what you get when you go to the doctor's office. However, the holistic physicians that we have followed since our early 20s have been holistic physicians who have a reputation of working with nutrients. If you got to use a drug, then they could use a drug. But if you don't got to use a drug, you don't got to, then don't.
And these
use
are
the
and, right.
Use the nutrients
right.
to build what? They yep. build new cells,
exactly.
new cellular life.
And these doctors are actually giving reports about medical trials. And we're hearing all the time there are different areas of the world in which drugs don't run those countries. And you hear a lot from in Europe of the European doctors and medical trials there. You hear a lot of the medical trials here also. A very famous doctor, Dr. Joseph Mercola, he reports on what has been proven in medical clinical trials. And this is another very famous one that came out, okay? We need to report this because so many people are using these toxic substances. And here Dr. Mercola, MD, reporting that antidepressant use is associated with a higher risk of sudden cardiac death. Sudden cardiac death is the number one. He goes on to say, this is his medical report, antidepressant use significantly increases the risk of sudden cardiac death. That's a leading cause of death in the United States, with the risk doubling after more years of use, according to the Danish medical research. Younger adults, this is all quotes, face an even higher risk, with those aged 30 to 39 showing 500%, that's five times, they're saying, greater likelihood of sudden cardiac death after use of antidepressant. Are we kidding? 30 to 39 younger adults 500% greater likelihood of sudden cardiac death on antidepressants. And here he goes on. Antidepressants disrupt the heart rhythm by affecting the ion channels, triggering fatal irregular heartbeat. Medical research shows that antidepressants only benefit a very tiny percent, no more than 15% of patients, and primarily those with severe depression. They go on to say about how sudden cardiac death and how more people are taking antidepressants than ever before, says the doctor. For years, if you've been told they're safe, medically effective and essential, but it's the growing body of evidence proves that this use is far more dangerous than the symptoms you're trying to manage, sudden cardiac death. And it goes on and on into that particular thing about how they're taking new medical research at the 2025 European Heart Rhythm Association yearly meeting. Do we hear this? This is European Heart Rhythm Association, all capitalized. It's all doctors. Examined how antidepressant medications are linked to fatal heart events. And the study, they did 45,701 total deaths recorded. 602 were confirmed as sudden cardiac death, and they found out that all of the risk was relative to the antidepressant drugs. Those who took antidepressants had a 56% higher risk of sudden cardiac death. Are we talking 56? Good grief.
Well, if you don't study nutrition, if you're studying drugs and just drugs, then that's the kind of That's the avenue you travel, down the super drug highway. But if you're studying nutrition, nutrition rebuilds, restores, renews, creates new cells, new life. Drugs don't do that. Drugs can reduce symptoms, and you think you're feeling better, you think you're better, better, and better, but as these tests show, unfortunately, you're feeling better but dying.
That's right, and they go on to say that it goes on and upper and upper and upper and upper and upper, and it says those, especially at 70 to 79 years old, had a 70% higher risk of death.
Oh, it's 70%?
Higher risk of death. My on the antidepressants because of the disruption and here they did a special study. They're quoting from Copenhagen University Hospital, and they say that it's the heart rhythm disruption on these antidepressants. Many antidepressants say these are what the doctors are saying, reported by Dr. McCullough, especially selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs. And tricyclic antidepressants, TCAs, they all affect ion, that's the rhythm channels in the heart. These ion channels, they say, control how electrical impulses flow, which tells your heart when to beat. When these signals are disturbed, your heart slips into an abnormal rhythm known as arrhythmia, and many of these arrhythmias lead to sudden death if you can't correct them within a few minutes. And isn't this incredible?
They're starving. The cells are starving for life.
And
you're not
they
giving
go on,
them life. You're giving them toxic chemicals.
That's right. And they're saying that 2/3 of those people don't get any benefit whatsoever. And they have more side effects, increased risk of type 2 diabetes, dementia, and suicide. And all right. And here is the thing, what has been reported forever. This is so important. There's a great and amazing nutrient. Great and amazing nutrient over here.
I know what it is.
Tell me.
Acetyl-L-carnitine.
Acetyl-L-carnitine.
It's an amino acid.
That's it. But it's the acetyl form that passes the blood-brain barrier, the heart barrier, and it has a zillion effects. But one of the main published provings, unbelievable. This is just unbelievable. Medical studies, this is reporting all about all from doctors. Using acetyl-L-carnitine, can you read this, Don?
I'd be delighted.
The antidepressant effects.
Okay.
On the of acetyl-L-carnitine.
Folks, this is incredible. Listen up. Antidepressant effects of acetyl-L-carnitine. Studies using acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation show that it regulates neurotransmitters and helps the brain adapt and reorganize itself, also known as neuroplasticity. A reviewing of treating adults with depressive symptoms found that acetyl-L-carnitine significantly reduced depressive symptoms versus placebos and showed similar effectiveness when compared to established antidepressants.
Wow.
Amazing. All the antidepressant drugs in the world.
With all the killing that they do, and here's the acetyl-L-carnitine, the nutrient, with zero side effects.
And the acetyl-L-carnitine does what? It feeds the neurons in the brain. It feeds the cells. It's a food for the cells. It was noted that the antidepressant benefits of taking acetyl-L-carnitine were long-lasting and were quicker to act than other classic treatments.
They showed that in 3 to 5 days, Dan. To 5 days, and they were amazing with zero side effects.
Acetyl-L-carnitine, the doctors go on to say, was also shown to have a quick-acting, long-lasting antidepressant effect. These findings show that acetyl-L-carnitine should be a new way to treat symptoms of depression.
Isn't that amazing?
And it also strengthens the cells of your heart.
That's right, and it does a zillion things. Could you read also what Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, a very famous doctor in the United States, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, writing about acetyl-L-carnitine and injured nerves?
Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, writes, "Nerve pain is a common problem. Studies have shown that the natural compound acetyl-L-carnitine, an amino acid, stimulates healing of injured nerves and reduces nerve pain. One way it does this is by triggering the production and release of neurotrophins that promote nerve repair and healing. They rebuild and restore. Acetyl-L-carnitine also activates a special type of glutamate receptor called MGluR2 that dampens pain signals.
Wow, right there, regenerates the nervous system.
Increasingly, when stimulated, this same glutamate receptor acts as a powerful antidepressant. Good Lord.
And the same thing, Dr. Blair. And we know it's been used for diabetic neuropathy, dramatically improving the nerve system damaged by diabetes.
And when you feed life to your cells, they become alive. Other studies have shown that acetyl-L-carnitine also stimulates the growth of brain cells, which benefits people suffering from a stroke or any other type of brain injury. Nerve problems often occur with diabetes. Why? Because the sugar burns up, destroys neurons in the brain. And the eyes. Why do diabetics go blind? Because the inflammatory response of sugars and refined carbohydrates creates excessive inflammation.
And it's called diabetic retinopathy. And in the eyes.
And where does acetyl-L-carnitine come into the scene? It prevents that. It corrects that.
It restores the nerve damage.
Well, let me go on with the article.
Dr. Blake.
Nerve problems often occur with diabetes, and medical studies have found that acetyl-L-carnitine corrects diabetic nerve damage.
Wow.
Let me say that again. Let me read that again.
Read that again.
Okay.
Let's all dance around and get Gary up to dance with us. All right? Let's dance to that song.
Nerve problems occur with diabetes, and medical studies have found that acetyl-L-carnitine corrects the diabetic nerve damage.
Amazing.
How much more effective can you more effective?
It goes on and on. There's many, many others. But you know what knocks me out too, and you too, Dan, is here's a top doctor, Stephen Felice, MD, wrote a whole book about the acetyl-L-carnitine defense. It's all about acetyl-L-carnitine. A powerful new way to protect your heart and prolong your life on the cover. This nutraceutical prevents and treats heart disease, the nation's number one killer. This is in his book, The Acetyl-L-Carnitine Defense. And here it is. He says, and we could spend forever reading about it, but let's do some of his top points. There is compelling, quoting the doctor, scientific evidence that supplementing with acetyl-L-carnitine offers great cardiovascular benefits. It can not only help prevent heart disease, but it also helps treat several heart problems, including myocardial ischemia, a lack of oxygen to the heart, and cardiomyopathy, a weak heart. Perhaps most important, there is strong clinical evidence, clinical means medical, to suggest that if you have a heart attack, high levels of acetyl-L-carnitine in your system can minimize any damage to your heart. The doctor says, I believe that for a significant number of people, taking acetyl-L-carnitine supplements can be a life-saving habit. Did we hear that?
Because the acetyl-L-carnitine rebuilds and restores and creates new mitochondria. And the mitochondria, as I've told you ad nauseum, the mitochondria in every invisible cell in your heart. The heart muscle is invisible. The cell from the heart muscle is invisible. But under a microscope, as I've said before 100 times, it becomes a world of wonder and awe. Because under a microscope, that one invisible heart muscle cell is shown to contain 5,000 invisible mitochondria. In every invisible cell, you've got 5,000 invisible mitochondria doing what? Creating cellular energy and life for the one invisible cell. Huh? It's phenomenal. And the acetyl-L-carnitine creates new younger mitochondria.
Exactly.
Mitochondria are like skin cells. If skin, you can't see a skin cell, but you're losing skin cells every day. They fall off, they die and fall off. Well, mitochondria are the same way. They get worn out and they die and they pass on, but the acetyl L-carnitine creates new, younger, more energetic, more life force mitochondria for every invisible heart cell.
That's right. And the doctor goes on to say that heart disease is presently remains the leading killer of both men and women in the United States. Someone has a heart attack in our country every 20 seconds. Beyond death toll, some 100 million Americans, 40% of our population, have some sort of cardiovascular problem, from coronary artery disease to hypertension, high blood pressure, or diabetes. And he's talking about how acetyl-L-carnitine is the main thing for regenerating, and he says it prevents heart disease and all. He says acetyl-L-carnitine is the world's best-kept nutraceutical secret. There are numerous well-conducted medical clinical studies that clearly demonstrate, says the doctor, the beneficial effects both in treating patients with heart disease and in preventing heart disease. Acetyl-L-carnitine protects the heart muscle against the ischemia or reduced blood flow and all cellular damage caused by lack of oxygen. But despite, says the doctor, the strong evidence from clinical studies, acetyl-L-carnitine has not received the media attention of anything else, for which the clinical experimental evidence is far less powerful and there are zero side effects.
And it's not taught in medical school. They don't tell you to take acetyl-L-carnitine. They give a whole litany of other drugs you're going to do for heart disease. And what is the end result of that? Well, consider, look at the facts that the medical profession publishes. And that is, they used to publish that 800,000 people a year die of heart disease.
That's right.
And every one of those people is on a more than two or three heart drugs to keep them from dying. But they die.
And here it is.
Wait a minute. And the medical profession says 800,000 people a year die of heart disease, and they're all on the drugs. But the new numbers are, new surveys have been taken, and the new numbers are over 900,000 people a year die of heart disease on all the wonderful miracle drugs the pharmaceutical industry has to offer.
Right.
Okay. And that's nearly a million, and out of everybody's on the heart prevention drugs, using the nutrients, say holistic physicians, rebuilds the mitochondria, rebuilds the cellular energy of every heart in the world.
And the doctor goes on to say, who should take acetyl-L-carnitine? And he says, during a heart attack, your body needs much more of acetyl-L-carnitine than ever to enter back into heart cells and combat the life-threatening crisis, all right? Think of it a war. The normal blood levels of carnitine are just not high enough. Acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation actually normalizes the functioning, I'm quoting him, of cardiac cells when the blood supply to the heart is inadequate. The plain fact, says the doctor, is that coronary artery disease can develop without symptoms. For many, sudden death is the first and last warning sign. Based on all clinical evidence, there are some specific recommendations for people who can benefit from acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation. I want you to read the recommendations right here on this
page.
Love
to me.
Right there. Okay?
Okay. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Word for word, folks, just as the doctor wrote it. Plenty of perfectly healthy people should take acetyl-L-carnitine. acetyl-L-carnitine, part of their daily routines. Let me repeat that.
Yes.
Plenty of perfectly healthy people should take acetyl-L-carnitine, part of their daily routine.
Yeah, you're telling me don't wait for a crisis. Prevent the crisis by giving what your body needs, right?
It's called prevention.
Prevention.
People who have a family history of heart disease should definitely be taking acetyl-L-carnitine, says the doctor. People who are overweight should definitely be taking acetyl-L-carnitine. People with high blood pressure and people with high cholesterol and people with diabetes, all of these folks should be taking, says the doctor, acetyl-L-carnitine.
Can I just interrupt one other thing?
Please.
This doctor, the doctor's studies and medical research in another put together, talks about acetyl-L-carnitine benefiting neurodegenerative diseases. Medical studies show that acetyl-L-carnitine has hugely beneficial effects on neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's. And it quotes the medical study, Alzheimer's. When do you hear that recommendation? And a study, a longer-term medical study, showed that taking Alzheimer's to meet mild cognitive impairment and early Alzheimer's was most effective and increased benefits. Research has shown that Alzheimer's patients taking acetyl-L-carnitine showed significantly less mental deterioration.
And the reason for that, they say, is because acetyl-L-carnitine improves the mitochondrial concentration of every cell in your heart and also in your brain. I mentioned before that the heart muscle has 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible heart cell. Well, guess what? The neurons in the brain have 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible neuron cell.
I bet there's one you didn't know. I bet there's one I didn't know. I bet it's one I didn't know. And here's what the doctors are quoting. Acetyl-L-carnitine, unbelievable, has been shown to increase muscle mass and muscle strength.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but I mean, you know, the medical studies, muscle mass. And it said especially in older adults, ages 55 to 70, when they supplemented that, they had much better lean muscle mass, all of that. Isn't that incredible?
And what is the heart? It's a blood pump.
That's right.
It's a muscle.
It's a muscle. You got it.
Okay.
You got it. Go ahead.
And it goes on to say, in addition, people who have heart disease, particularly those with mitochondrial ischemia, which is degeneration of mitochondria, can benefit from boosting their acetyl-L-carnitine levels in several ways. And that's by taking acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation along with all the other heart nutrients.
That's right. The big support players and they're terrific players. But you've got to, the broad spectrum of what acetyl-L-carnitine does shows it's got to be a choice. And it's got to be that too, because remember, you're not waiting for a disaster. You're preventing that and you're increasing and improving the quality of your life and your joy and everything.
And by taking acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation, you're getting much more concentration, much better delivery of the acetyl-L-carnitine, the rejuvenative effects of acetyl-L-carnitine, than if you're just eating food. The standard American diet is low in acetyl-L-carnitine. It's low in all nutrients. It's very high in all preservatives. It's very high in all food colorings and conditioners and texturizers and taste improvement chemicals, but low in nutritional value.
That's right. And that's critically important. But this whole protection of atrial fibrillation, leading cause of death, and all that is just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And the nervous system, because you have so many people, especially when you get a little older or you have a particular health problem, the nervous system destruction. And remember the brain, too, work and the medical studies quoted in that. Just absolutely thrilling. And, you know, it really supports, dear, what we've been talking about, too, because this just came out just right now and reporting here by Dr. McCullough, a new voice for public health takes the stage. And that's very important because the new voice taking the stage and quoting a doctor and here and what they found out, Dr. Casey Means, M-E-A-N-S, faced the Senate Health Committee as she seeks confirmation to serve as the U.S. Surgeon General, a moment that could signal a significant shift in America's public health priorities. I'll give this to you in a second. A Stanford-trained physician and co-founder of the Metabolic Health Platform Levels, Dr. Means has become a prominent voice in calling attention to the root cause of chronic disease, particularly poor nutrition and the consumption of ultra-processed foods. I'm stopping for a second. Where have you heard that? The Joneses, okay? Den and Mona, can you tell you that?
For 60 years, yeah.
And can you read it from here, my dear?
Here, my dear.
Go ahead.
The doctor goes on to say, aligned with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again movement, Dr. Means has consistently emphasized metabolic dysfunction as a central driver of America's health crisis. Rather than focusing solely on pharmaceutical interventions, she has advocated for dietary reform, lifestyle change, and systemic improvements in food policy. If confirmed, she would help advance efforts to remove harmful additives from the food supply, promote organic natural foods in schools, and confront conflicts of interest within federal health agencies. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
What great news.
What
new news. News is all about.
Right.
And that is to get rid of the junk, because it's all put there by the chemical industry. All the junk in the food, all the flavorings and the texturizers and the
poison, poison
preservatives poison, and the poison. Colorings and all the agents that are there are non-nutritive. They interfere with, they inhibit natural function of metabolic activity in your body.
And here's the doctors, and they all agree that Dr. Mercola and the others reporting the medical outcomes agree with you on everything, because they're doing a major report on more than, and this is the report is, and it makes that point, take control of your health, says Dr. Mercola. Take back your health, we used to say years ago. Take control of your health. Just came out. More than half of Americans live with neurological conditions. And you stated what's known also, the acetyl-L-carnitine, super pure omega-3s, brain power given by the NASA to their astronauts, all of these things. And he says over half of Americans live with neurological disorders, which significantly impact disability levels and quality of life. Tension headaches, migraines, stroke, Alzheimer's, major contributors, global brain-related disorders.
How many people are suffering from these symptoms?
He says over half of Americans.
Over half. And what's the population of America?
I don't know. But he says here that every person
you meet on the street, every two people you meet on the street, one of them has those symptoms.
That's right. Global brain-related disorders, says the doctor, cost $1.7 trillion annually, with stroke and dementia the most expensive. Improving neurological health requires targeting mitochondrial dysfunction.
Ta-da!
Do the right nutrients, lowering linoleic acid and poisonous foods, repairing the gut, reducing all of these different plasticity exposure to all of these chemicals. But that's what we've said so often, the improving mitochondrial function. And all of these, they say that the neurological disorders affect more than half of Americans. You have to hear this. This is just critically important. I want to share it with you, hon. Okay?
Waiting.
Neurological disorders now affect over half of Americans, reported by the doctors. A new systematic medical analysis conducted by medical researchers with the American Academy of Neurology and the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation found that 54.2% of all Americans, now listen to this, around 180.3 million people, that's more than 180 million people, live with at least one neurological disorder. Published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, Neurology, the medical researchers used data from the global burden of disease to measure how these disorders contribute to disability and death in the country. And they go on. Americans diagnosed with a wide range of neurological disorders, 36 conditions, strokes, Alzheimer's, diabetic retinopathy. And these conditions account for at least 16.6 million disability lifestyles. Oh, eBay. And he goes on, just like you said, Dan, all of these things, neuropathy, stroke, Alzheimer's, we said that. But they make the point, okay, and I want to give this to you right here, that these financial tone, read this page and the next to end it. All right.
Got it. Here we go.
Go ahead.
The economic impact of neurological disorders in America and around the world. Looking outward, says the doctor, a study published in the Lancet.
That's a British medical journal.
British medical journal. The Lancet Public Health highlighted that the global financial toll of brain-related disorders, which include both neurological and mental health conditions, has reached staggering levels. The team pulled data from 204 countries between the year 2000 and 2019 to quantify how much the world spends on 24 brain disorders.
Great grief.
Bear with me while I turn
the page. Yes, that's right. That's okay. That's why I give it to you so that you can turn the page.
All right.
All right. Very good. You're getting there, kid. You're getting there.
Here we go. The study focused on 24 specific brain disorders, including both neurological diseases like stroke and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, and mental health conditions such as depression, anxiety, and schizophrenia. Unlike the previous study, this study did not measure indirect losses like lost productivity. It only counted the direct spending on hospitals and pharmaceuticals, nursing facilities and home care, doctor care, giving you an idea of the economic strain that all the nations experience around the world. Economic costs of these conditions are staggering. The results showed that direct health care spending for brain disorders totaled $1.7 trillion in 2019.
Boy!
Nearly double what was spent two decades earlier. Moreover, the global spending rate grew 3.5% per year, underscoring these disorders are not only medical concerns, but also profound economic threats. The economic burden of neurological disorders, the data showed, neurological disorders made up 52% of global brain health spending, around $894 billion per year.
Unbelievable.
Meanwhile, mental health accounted for the other 48.2%, roughly $830 billion.
It's staggering.
That's the cost of chemicals in your food.
That's exactly.
That's the cost of following the advice of pharmaceutical companies and not paying attention to what nutrition has to say. Nutrition, such a boring word, but such a life-giving procedure.
Exactly. And the other thing that comes running in here is just like what just came out, just reported by the doctors, a long-running health fight just took a new turn. And this is about Roundup. After years of courtroom battles, quote, I'm quoting the doctors, Bayer has agreed to a proposed multi-billion-dollar settlement aimed at resolving thousands of United States lawsuits tied to Roundup, the widely used weed killer. Exposure contributed to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and other cancers, and this settlement arrives at the U.S. Supreme Court prepares to weigh whether federal pesticide approvals should continue to shield manufacturers from state-level failure-to-warn lawsuits. For public health advocates, the development underscores a far deeper concern, how regulatory assurances, corporate risk calculations, and long-term chemical exposure collide. Years after these products become household staples, this was reported just now in the U.S. Health News, this big fight and how they keep on concealing all of this.
Well, why do they conceal it?
Because it's money. Money for them. They don't care.
That's right. The pharmaceutical industry, the chemical industry, has such incredible monetary power and strength. They buy what they can't correct in any other way. They buy the politicians. They buy the test results. They buy whatever they want to buy to maintain their marketplace. And their marketplace is determined by how much money they want to spend.
That's right.
Bayer has now said, Bayer bought all these chemical procedures several years ago, and now they're stuck with it, and they have to abide by some new rules, and other rules they don't abide by at all.
That's right, and here's another area. I don't know how often we've shared this. I know it saved my life. It saved so many people. And this came out, surprising antibiotics Risk for Kids' Pink Eye. And that's the title. The recent medical study shows that most children in the U.S. receive antibiotics for pink eye, despite guidelines advising against it. This is, quote, the research found that over two-thirds of these young patients were prescribed antibiotic eye drops for the infection, even though the American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends against their routine use for conjunctivitis. By analyzing these insurance claims, the study revealed that 69% of 45,000 children treated for pink eye received antibiotics. Doctors' offices had the highest prescription rate at 72%. Experts emphasize that antibiotics are ineffective against viral pink eye, the most common type, and they are bacterial cases. Over the years, holistic doctors have found that using a topical antiseptic like UltraSilver would limit the need for antibiotics and reduce the potential for developing antibiotic resistance.
Talk to me about colloidal silver.
It's the UltraSilver. This is the one, and that is the one, I know that it saved my life, but that's another whole story. UltraSilver, and even our own little grandchild, she's now 25 now, 24, our daughter's daughter. And when she was born here, and she was newborn, and she had an infection in the eye, and they gave antibiotics, and it got 100 times worse. The eye swelled up, and she was in terrible danger. And we knew about this UltraSilver, and we'll talk about that in a second. Raced over to the house, to where our daughter was, and put the UltraSilver in the eye, which in leading hospitals where there isn't some knowledge, they've used the UltraSilver for babies' eyes, ears, nose when they're being born to prevent any infection they pick up from mommy's birth, from the mommy's birth canal, you know. And in a couple of overnight, she was much better. In 2 days, it was all gone. And that's has been a leader. And the UltraSilver has been a lever for all ages, all circumstances, sinuses, ears, eyes, you name it. And the UltraSilver is different than what's known as colloidal silver, which is an ion. This is the 99.9999% pure silver nanoparticles. Zillion times smaller. Any virus, bacteria, fungi, you name it, go away. And no copper molecule can turn blue. No side effects whatsoever. Never spoils. And would you talk about UltraSilver?
You just did.
Did I take stage? I took stage.
You talked about UltraSilver.
Well, once in a while, you become the old actor again that you used to be, and you take the stage. I mean, if the choice of one or the other, only one can take the stage, right? And UltraSilver takes stage. UltraSilver takes stage.
Is the star.
And it has no side effects, no anything. And it's the leading thing that Dr. Jonathan Wright, head of Tahoma Clinic, has been using.
And I may have told this story before, but Dr. Wright was in our store several years ago. He comes to Maui on vacation, okay? And he came into our store, and in the conversations we had with him while we were there, we discussed several situations, health challenges that people had presented to us, which we had not the answer for. And we don't play doctor anyway, but we do give information free of charge. And Dr. Wright says, the condition you just talked about, the solution is right here at your elbow, Dennis. What is that? That was the UltraSilver.
And that he said it was the leading thing that he used in his clinic, the Tahoma Clinic.
That's right.
In Washington.
So we were standing right in front of it, and he said, it's right here, within arm's length of where we're standing. That's the product to use. It's the best silver in the world.
That's right, and it saved my life from one antibiotic that I took one time because I was doing a major performance and lost my voice. And after that, I got violent diarrhea. I never had that in my life. Violent diarrhea that never went away. I lost most of my body weight, and they said I was about to die from Crohn's disease. And I said, it's that terrible drug. They said, you're crazy, lady. No, it wasn't. I wasn't crazy, and couldn't stop the violent diarrhea. And then Dr. Wright told you, tell Mona, give her that right away. And he told exactly how to use it. I was completely fine in a week. It's just a miracle worker. But again, all kinds of infections of any kind, it's the leading thing. What always gets me, though, I know you've probably heard me before, but I can't get over it, and that is that it's the leading thing that's used in Europe for instead of amputating the legs like we do in this country, the diabetic wounds and infections are probably the leading cause of amputation and of the terrible infections that are caused. The doctors there do poultices out of the ultra silver, give it internally and externally, and they have great success, and they don't do the amputations that we do here. And a man heard that who was about to have his leg amputated. He took the ultra silver on it. He was a diabetic. He put it on it and took it internally and was amazed. He didn't have to have the amputation. He got healed and sent a lot of diabetics in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of infection,
That's exactly how Dr. Wright said to use it.
That's right.
Phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And it's just amazing.
It's good for dental infections. It's good for gums. It's good for sinuses. It's good for eye infections. It's good for any kind of an infection in your anatomy because it knocks out the bad guys and helps promote the good guys to rebuild new life in the cellular activity.
That's right. You know, and what is amazing to us is that and here again, another big thing just came out that now arthritis by the doctor reporting them at clinical trials. Arthritis is forcing millions of Americans out of work. Here's the story analysis. Arthritis-related disability remains high, with nearly half of adults with arthritis struggling to perform basic daily movements, affect their independence, mobility, and quality of life. 40% of working-age adults with arthritis report that the condition limits their ability to work, threatening their income, their job security, financial stability, difficulty with walking and climbing stairs, strongest signal of serious disability, loss of mobility, not just pain, drives work and activity limitations. Arthritis-related limitations are far more severe when other chronic conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, anxiety, depression, or pressing goes on. Addressing root drivers like chronic inflammation, excess mechanical joint stress, impaired cellular energy slows joint damage. Can you talk about the great player? And here at SAGIC, he just makes this summation, then I give it to you. Arthritis is stealing years from American workers. Can you talk about pain power?
Pain power?
Talk about pain power.
Power over pain. That's what we should have named it, power over pain. Pain power is a remarkable combination of what? The primary ingredient is curcumin. Well, curcumin you can get from any source.
You got it.
That is. Curcumin is a very popular herb. But curcumin generally comes in very low potencies, and curcumin is very difficult for your body to absorb, to digest, to be able to absorb. So Pain Power, the holistic physician who we had who created the product for us, it's unique to Alive and Well. Nobody else has this formula.
And no allergens in that whatsoever.
No allergens.
Animals, no allergens, no side effects, zero.
But it contains different enzymes which aid dramatically in the absorption, digestion and absorption of the pain power.
And it has that bioparine, that bioparine, which was proven in Europe. Bioparine has increases the absorption of the curcumin by 2,000% and has the Mother Mary, I always say that, because it's a frankincense active ingredient in Boswellia, in the ancient herb that was used for pain and inflammation, etc. And those we learned from the European doctors, these natural enzymes that eat up inflammation. All of it is there, free of any side effects, free of any animals, and works dramatically. We get endless reports about that. So the pain power is something, changes life, no side effects. And every single day you get the side effects. And they took about another one, the latest evidence on this tramadol, chronic pain. This is widely prescribed, and it's a British medical journal, that tramadol reduced pain by less than 1 point, but it caused serious events in cardiovascular complications, side effects, and these medications impair your driving ability and all kinds of things like that. So anyway, the great nutrients,
they're all created by inflammation.
That's exactly right.
And chronic inflammation destroys life in every cell. Well, the pain power puts out the fire.
Puts out the fire.
Pain power is the fire department for your entire anatomy.
And it's brilliant for a whole host of conditions, just like the European Union reported. It's a whole host of conditions wherever the inflammation is present. No terrible drug, no side effect, nothing like that. Just benefit, 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 benefit. Save us, save our daughter, etc. All kinds of great things.